Welcome back to another episode of the Vanishing Point podcast. It's been a while since I've been on here. I've sort of been leapfrogging between this podcast and my YouTube videos. They sort of cover the same territory. I'm going to try to upkeep both of them, but I'm feeling this migratory pull towards dedicating my efforts to my YouTube channel. But I'm enjoying these sort of morning sessions as well. So, yeah, bear with me. Today's topic is quite interesting. I came across an article, again, in one of my Facebook writers groups that talked about script reader feedback, where one of the primary notes was such and such a character did not earn their ending, or they didn't earn their resolution. So that's quite interesting to me. So I wanted to explore that in depth, especially in terms of what we've been discussing so far in regards to theme. So having a character earn their ending implies a number of different interesting things. I think, for me, the very first notion to explore is this idea of a reluctant hero, or a reluctant sort of drive towards what a character needs. So, initially when I started my investigations in terms of studying character arcs in their journey throughout sort of narrative fiction, especially entertainment narrative fiction, I generally would look at designing character through lines based on a character wants and a character need, or a tracking story and a thematic story, right? So oftentimes, what a character wants, well, to make it dramatically interesting, what a character wants will sometimes contravene what they need. And that's sort of a universal theme. It's something that we all recognize. But how the character achieves what they need, because of course what a character needs is more relevant to the story when in terms of over what they want, right? So what a character needs, I think to a certain degree, your central character has to be in denial of or directly opposed to. I think this sort of harkens to Joseph Campbell's refusal of the call to a certain degree, although that's under slightly different circumstances and towards the beginning of the tale, if you follow that classic particular structure. But, yeah, I think understanding the character's need, let's just say, if we put the character's want diametrically opposed to the character's need, we might come up with some very, very interesting things, right? So, for example, I'm designing a character who has an abusive father. Now, the thing about this abusive father, the background of their particular story, is that the father and son, the father lost his wife sort of early on in the kid's childhood, right? So he's been struggling along as a single father, but sort of overcome with remorse, he's hit the bottom. That sort of a story. But what I want to investigate is that love relationship, because it's there, right? So even though the father is abusive, he's terrified that his son will also leave him. And I think that vulnerability is something I really, really want to explore. And I think is quite interesting in terms of investigating the messy human condition. So my principal character, you know, is still a teenager. So when you're a teenager, things are very, very black and white. They're very, very Nietzschean in terms of the way they approach their philosophies towards life. And of course, I think that's by necessity. When you're that age, you need clearly delineated borders. You need to understand where those borders are, and you need to define them. It's only when you get older that you realize that there are no borders, and that life is a continuum. But those sorts of concepts and precepts are emotionally complex for most people who are, you know, at the age of 17 or so, right? So this kid comes comes to the conclusion that he wants to be free of his abusive father. That is his want, right? And he is going to do everything, anything and everything in his power to break free from those chains. And we as the audience will be with him on that journey, because the father is very abusive. I'm debating whether or not to make him physically abusive. But most definitely verbally and emotionally abusive. So we as the audience understand the kid's journey. But at the height of the story, I think what I want to do is have my character earn his freedom in a painful way. Something that requires some sort of emotional sacrifice or some sort of damage towards his father, almost vindictively so, only for him to realize how strong his love is for his dad. And it's the reason why he put up with it for so many years. So that's just a sort of a rough, I guess, kind of a outline of what I'm dealing with at this initial stage of character investigation. Because I think that particular relationship will be messy. Really, really interesting to explore. I think it has a lot to do with how powerful is that love between a father and a son when the relationship is not quite perfect. I think that's what I want to figure out. And for me, I suppose, you know, we can sort of define it as love conquers all or that kind of thing. I want to stray away from sort of high school definitions of theme and trying to explore ideas that have a little bit more layering to them. Not saying that the simplest and purest ideas don't still resonate. They do. But I think it really has more to do with this idea of, I suppose, saving a relationship is sort of tangled up in there as well. And what it is that we give and we take from each other in a loving relationship. Because at the end of the day, this father does love his son. He's just having an incredibly hard time dealing with the death of his wife, exacerbated by his alcoholism. I think a similar sort of context would be to take a look at the father-son relationships in the movie Warrior, the father played by Nick Nolte. And I think that's the kind of arena that I would like to play in. The very, very messy, emotionally fraught relationship that also has strong evidence of love. Not just the kind of love that we give, but the love that we sometimes need, the love that is our oxygen. So for Nick Nolte's character, the love from his sons is his oxygen. He needs it. And even to the point where he comes to that realization and he quits drinking, joins Alcoholics Anonymous, and he goes to his sons with cap in hand, and when he's denied, falls back into alcohol again, loses himself in the bottle again. You know, it's that kind of human experience that I'm after, where the boundaries are not so clear-cut. See, that's the interesting thing, because I want to take a 17-year-old kid who wants and needs those boundaries to be clear-cut, but denying him that, because life don't work that way. And watching my young main character struggle through that with the rudimentary emotional tools that you have at that particular age. And it is quite difficult. I ran into something similar the other day, actually. I watched I Am Mother, which was featured quite heavily on Netflix's homepage, and, you know, me being a fan of sci-fi, I didn't want to dip in my toe into that particular film. I thought the premise was really, really interesting. But what was gripping was the principal character's portrayal, the principal actor's portrayal of the main character. For me, it was a wonderful balance of really, really good intellectual development, but emotional immaturity. So the principal character, you know, she's been pushed academically, so she's quite smart. She knows how to do surgery, for Christ's sake. You know, she's well versed in medicine, mathematics, science, physics, etc. You know, so incredibly book smart. You know, above and beyond the Mensa level kind of thing. And yet, this emotional immaturity. And I don't know if, I'd like to think it was deliberate. Perhaps the filmmaker stumbled on it by accident. But that wonderful complexity was just a joy to watch, especially because you could see the warring emotions on the principal character's face. And again, kudos to the performance as well. It was very, very interesting. So it's one of those things that I definitely want to explore. Sometimes we have an incredible dichotomy in our psychology and our emotional development. That's beautiful to explore on screen or in a story. So yeah, that for me, just spurred on by the discussion of a character earning their ending, that kind of shot me off on this tangent this morning, thinking about these particular ideas and these explorations. So there you have it. Trying to find meaning in the character, having it dovetail with the theme, and understanding to a greater degree your tracking story and your thematic story, or a character's want versus a character's need. Interesting stuff. Okay, we'll leave it at that, and I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for checking in.